Welcome back to another file. It's come to my attention that you haven't been getting the same excitement from my content as you used to. The triggers aren't as effective. The feelings of deep submission don't come as easily. It's all right. Nothing to worry about, I understand. Life gets in the way. And you've been listening to me for so long now. It's only natural that you could use a little refresher every now and again. That's why I'm here today. To reinforce your triggers and remind you of how good it feels to submit. Think of it as a reset. When we're done, you'll be the best version of yourself. Completely ready to serve and obey me. Your triggers even stronger than ever before. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. For now, just lean back and let yourself relax as you listen to my voice. Focus on your breathing. That's familiar, isn't it? Slowly in through your nose and gently out through your mouth. I want you to be as relaxed as possible. I know how much you enjoy it. Does it just get you excited to see what I have in store? Don't worry, there'll be more to come later. For now, relax a little bit deeper for me. Sink into the cushions. Let your eyes droop shut if it helps. Forget your surroundings. Right now, the only things that matter are me and the words I'm saying to you. In fact, I want you to shut your eyes for me. Close your eyes and imagine me right there beside you. Feel my warmth. Hear me whispering directly into your ear, knowing that right now all my attention is on you, only you. It's all so real, isn't it? You see, and so easy for you to just drop deep for me. You just needed a little encouragement. Now, I want to take you on a bit of a journey with my words. And you don't need to move a muscle. Just stay nice and relaxed. And let me take you on a trip down memory lane. This might not seem so special and new anymore, but there was a time when it was very special. Perhaps it was back when you first discovered me. Your first hypnosis file, perhaps. Maybe it was the first time you felt sexual pleasure from listening to my voice. That's what we're going to explore today, my sweet boy. Just drop for me. Let your body sink down into relaxation. Let your mind sink down further and further to my voice. My voice is irresistible to you, and even if you were to try to resist it, which we both know you don't want to do, you wouldn't be able to. You'd still have to focus on my words, on my voice, and heck, somewhere deep down, even your body remembers what it felt like. Those first few magical times you submitted to me fully. And we're going to bring those memories, that excitement to the surface. It'll feel like submitting to me for the first time all over again. Sounds fun, right? Let's start with those triggers I mentioned. I've installed so many in that cute, pliable little mind of yours. And it's hard to keep track of them all, isn't it? So hard, even with that nice, smart brain of yours, to keep track of all these things that I've put inside of you while I've had to under my control. When I've made you blank and empty, and eventually, with so many triggers in play and so many different audios taking advantage of them, maybe they lost their effectiveness a little bit. Let's see if I can't do something about that. I know you have your favorites. Like the sound of my fingers snapping. I love that one too. I love the feel of it, of my fingers just brushing together, knowing that when I snap them, I'll have that profound effect on you. Maybe I'll use that effect to drop you down into trance, maybe to make you go deeper down for me. Or maybe, if I'm feeling wicked and naughty and I can't help it, I love feeling wicked and naughty, I can use those snaps in a completely different way. I can use them to cause pleasure to run through your body. You felt it, didn't you? Pleasure. A tinge of it. Coursing all through your body. But only a tinge. It wasn't always that way. I want you to think as much as you can back. Placing yourself back to the first time you heard my fingers snap. What file were you listening to? Were you in a room much like this one? What was the sensation like? Maybe it didn't give you much pleasure the first time. I know it's happened at least once. If it wasn't the case, well, you wouldn't be here asking me to make you feel that good again. Remember for me. Remember. Now, I'm going to snap my fingers again. And I want you to focus on nothing but the memories of how good it felt the first time my snaps gave you pleasure. Are you ready? Three, two, one. Yes, that's it. There we go. You're beginning to remember the kind of power my snaps once had over you. And from now on, every time you hear my fingers snap, I want you to think back to that moment. I want you to remember how good my snaps made you feel. And it's okay if you don't feel that good every single time. But the memories will amplify the pleasure you get from my snaps all the same. Now, why don't we move on to some other triggers? I know you also love it when I tell you to clench for me. Your muscles around your groin reflexively just tensed up, didn't they? But perhaps not as reflexively as they used to. You know it feels good to clench for me and submit to my voice, but that instinctual, automatic response to my words has faded over countless files of listening, hasn't it? I want to strengthen my control over you. I want to make it say that when I tell you to clench, you clench. No conscious thought at all, just obedience that comes as naturally as breathing. I think you know exactly what I mean. I think you remember a time when obeying my whims came as naturally as breathing. So take another slow, deep breath. Think back to the first time I made you clench for me. Maybe you didn't quite understand what was happening at first, but before long your body started clenching all on its own. The sensation of being completely overpowered, controlled by me. That intoxicating opposite of what I feel. Focus on your breathing. Remember that intoxicating, exciting, pleasurable feeling. Now on my count. 3, 2, 1. Clench for me. Yes. Just like that. Your body is starting to remember the sensation of submitting to me. Yes, that's right. My sweet boy. I know just how much power the words good boy holds for you. I mean, it makes sense. They're the highest words of praise imaginable from the one who you serve. Why wouldn't being called a good boy make you feel anything other than pure ecstasy? When was the first time I called you a good boy? Was it a trigger installation file? Perhaps a role play? I'm sure you remember it well even now. Unlike the other triggers, the effect of this one was immediate. You understood right away how amazing it felt to be my good boy. I know you did. And I know that even if it doesn't quite feel as good anymore, you still vividly remember just how good it felt back then. Rosy memories. Every time I call you a good boy, I want you to think back to all the previous times, not so much in words or scenarios, but in feelings, how it felt. I want you to know that you've pleased me immensely every time you hear those words. I want you to understand that there's no greater pleasure than being praised by me. Isn't that right? My good boy. I know it is. Good boy. My sweet good boy. There's that feeling of submissive bliss that we both know all too well. It's been a while since you felt this good while listening to me, hasn't it? It's been a while since you absolutely melted into a submissive puddle for me. I don't just want to strengthen your triggers. I want to remind you how good it feels to submit yourself to me completely. To devote yourself to me during our sessions and to be my obedient, owned little toy that I can play with as I wish. And because, you know, I would never do anything to harm or offend you. That's not what I want. You know that you're completely safe with me. And it feels good knowing the one you serve is also the one that you trust. To take you into trance in these places. I wonder, when did you first realize how good it felt to serve me? Perhaps you were listening to one of my files, so deep in trance that you were helpless to do anything but obey me. And at the end, your obedience was rewarded with pleasure. Maybe I snapped my fingers and made you orgasm on the spot. Maybe I made you clench until the pleasure was almost too much for you. Or maybe just hearing the words, good boy, from my lips was reward enough for you. Because no matter how I tease and taunt you, even if I have a little bit of fun with you along the way, you know that there's always a reward in store for you later. I like to reward my pets, to give some pleasure with the domination I'm dishing out. I love knowing that the happier I make you, the more pleasure I give you, the more I say that you're my good boy, and I leave you in that submissive wave of bliss. That it simply ties you deeper into a submissive headspace with that positive reinforcement reinforcing my power over your mind, and it's just so cute. When you're all nice and subby for me, and I know that I can play with you however I want. Even if I leave you denied and frustrated, just knowing that you've pleased me puts your mind completely at ease. Hearing me reassure you that you're my sweet boy makes any act of servitude worth it. Any restraint, any amount of days and weeks that you've gone without release. It makes you want to devote yourself to me.
Need to.
Because it's what I'd want you to do. And, well, right now, you want what I want. Think back on all of our time together. You know it's the truth.
But it goes even deeper than devotion, doesn't it? You don't just want to submit to my voice and obey my every command, as appealing as that may sound. You want to worship me, be held as a thrall in penitent bliss. You want to bask in the power I hold over you. Don't worry, the need to submit to me and worship me, it's already etched deep into your body. It's in your subconscious mind, it's in your muscle memory, and all the training and conditioning we've done today is for the purpose of unlocking those latent memories. You've done well so far. Pet, you've been a good boy for me, but I want to test how devoted you really are. I want to see how strong your reawakened need to obey and serve me really is. We're going to test your limits a little. If you succeed, then you will be rewarded with pleasure unlike anything you've felt in a long time. But if you fail, well, I suppose you'll have to wait and see. For now, though, I want you to sink even deeper into my voice. It feels so good, so let that transient, easy, happy helplessness superimpose itself over your thoughts like a warm blanket, fuzzy and good as you sink into the comfort of it, the comfort of my voice, the comfort of my control. Let yourself let go and fully submit to my control. Because I am in complete control. You couldn't leave that chair or that bed if you wanted to. You couldn't take those headphones off. You just couldn't find a way to do it, could you? You want to be here right now, and that desire, that need, it fully holds you underneath of my power. That helplessness you have before me, it's just so fucking cute. It's been a while since you truly submitted like this, since you've quieted your mind completely and let my voice become your thoughts. My voice just runs through your thoughts. That you remember how. This is all becoming more familiar to you by the second, like muscle memory, trance memory within your brain is a thing. And after all, how could you ever forget how to drop for me? Yes, that's it. Drop for me. There you go. So deep in a state of submissive trance now. Maybe you've gone deeper than you can even remember. That's good. It means you're ready to submit to me. Now let's begin. Clench for me. Good. 3, 2, 1. And release. Clench. Hold for 3, 2, 1. Release. Every time you clench for me, you feel the trigger being strengthened. The pleasure is increasing with every clench. Taking over your cup, taking over your mind. It's almost as potent as it was when I first installed it, making you squirm for me. And soon it's going to be even stronger than that. Clench. And release. Good. I want you to continue clenching for me on and off as we continue. And that way your body can get used to the sensation of doing so automatically. I want you to be ready to clench for me at a moment's notice. When I tell you to clench, you will do so without hesitation. Now let's return to the scene from earlier. I'm beside you in your bed right now. You can feel my warmth. You can feel my hair as it brushes your cheek and tickles you a bit. Just a little bit of tickling. You to tell me which of my features is your favorite. Not just my voice, my willpower, but every part of me. Picturing me now in my full glory on the bed next to you. My hair, my lips, my body. I'm your ideal woman. Visage worthy of worship. Just the sight of me is enough to make you throb. With pleasure. What is it that drives you so wild about me? Is it the way I take control so easily? Personally, I think that part's more about you than me, Pat. You are very easy. Maybe it's the fact that after you were so sure you could never feel this way again, I've come back to flood your brain with more pleasure than ever. And get off knowing just what an effect I have on you. And when I think you're ready, I'm gonna give you a countdown. When it's all said and done, you may come, but there's also a chance you won't. If you fail to do so, then I want you to listen to this file again as soon as possible. The pleasure is already beginning to melt.
Pleasure. Feel my voice penetrating deep inside you. Nine.
Remember all of the times I've counted you down before. Remember how good it feels to orgasm on my command. Eight.
Just think of how much you'll be pleasing your domina if you succeed. Proving that after all this time, you can still lose yourself to the pleasure of submitting to me. Be a good boy, Pat. So close now. Feels so good.
Clenching so tight for me. And those muscles around your cock just squeezing out every ounce of pleasure they can. Six. And we can't forget the snaps, can we? Sometimes that's what you need to send you over the edge, to make it hard for you to hold back. And right now, we're only halfway through the countdown, so you can't come yet. That would be naughty. And so even though those snaps give you pleasure, even though those snaps make it hard for you not to burst and come and explode and
five.
Every snap increases the pleasure tenfold.
Four.
It's mounting higher than you even thought possible. Three.
Exactly. Maybe. Like the first time you experienced that. No. It's even better. Because it's just for you. So close and yet. Not yet. Even though your brain and your body is saying you need to, you want to, you have to, you need to, you want to, you have to, you need to, you want to, you have to.
Two. Are you ready, my good boy? It's almost time to show me how devoted you truly are. Are you excited? Does that bring back good memories?
One.
Hold it right on the edge, just a little bit longer for me.
I'm ready to see your devotion.
Are you ready to come as a tribute to the one you worship? I know you are, my good boy. Zero. Burst for me. Squirt it all out. Ride that edge to the finish and just
ejaculate.
Don't hold anything back. You aren't allowed to hold anything back. I just want you to come. Make a sticky mess for me. Come for me now. Come for me. Come for me. Come. Let me see that control in such physical form. That burst and release and come for me.
Yes. Just like that.
My good boy, let it out. Let that pleasure surge through you. And even when you think it's done, even when you're so fucking sensitive from coming, just let that pleasure continue and burst and come and burst and clench and come. You were a good boy. Such a good boy. And that's really what I wanted to remind you of. At the end of the day, orgasming isn't the end-all, be-all of your pleasure. For you, the ultimate pleasure comes from knowing you've pleased me and hearing those words of praise from my lips. It's okay if you'd forgotten that over time. I know you need my help, my guidance, to become the best version of yourself. The best possible servant for your Domino. The best way to do that is to be a good person and the best version of yourself. To take care of yourself and those around you. To be competent. Oh, those things are sexy. Fuck. So, regardless, if you were able to come this time around, I want you to know that you were a good boy and you've pleased me greatly. However, if you failed to do so, you'll have to listen to this file again if you want to feel that release. And if you fail again, you'll have to make another attempt, and as many times as it takes until you succeed. And no orgasms until then. And I know it's harsh, but it's necessary for your re-education. Because when you inevitably reach the point where you're ready to come for me once more, right when I tell you to, I know that the old you will finally be back. The version of you that was completely devoted and submitted to me with everything you had. The version of you that would drop into a state like this just from hearing the sound of my finger snap. Don't worry, Pat. We can bring you back to that state of total submission. It may take time, but we will do it together. Like I said, my commands are forever etched into your mind and body. A few experiences like this should be more than enough to rouse them, make listening to new files so new and exciting and fun again. And I think we'll leave things here for today. It was so fun leading you on this journey of self-rediscovery. Regardless, if you were able to feel release for me today, I know I'll be seeing you again soon. You are a good boy, Vedana. You always have been. You just needed me to help you realize that. And I'll help you realize it again, however many times it takes until it sticks. I'll leave you with that thought, feeling free to remain in this warm, pleasant trance for as long as you want. If you want to close your eyes and sleep, please go ahead and do so. You've more than earned it. Overall, I want you to feel a deep sense of happiness and satisfaction. A need to better yourself, to be better for me. Knowing it makes me so happy, the better you do, the better you are. Feeling so good, so happy, warm and happy. You've more than earned it. Until next time, my good boy. Thank you for listening.